saw the noon conditions for the Des Moines area. At the Des Moines airport, heavy rain and fog were reported, reducing the visibility to 0.5 miles. The temperature was 69 degrees, the dew point 69, and the relative humidity 100%. The wind was north at 8 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.73 inches and steady. Looking around the area, across central Iowa, temperatures were between 68 and 69 degrees. Fog was reported at Ames and Marshalltown. At Ankeny, it was cloudy. Here are some conditions elsewhere in Iowa. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 77 at Lamoni and 75 at Omaha Council Bluffs. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 73 at Storm Lake and 73 at Sioux City. At Mason City, rain and fog were reported, with a temperature of 67. At the Quad Cities, rain and fog were reported, with a temperature of 74. Now for a few weather conditions around the region. At Chicago, it was cloudy. The temperature was 81 degrees, with a heat index of 84. At Kansas City, it was cloudy. The temperature was 75 degrees. At Grand Island, it was sunny. The temperature was 79 degrees, with a heat index of 81. At Sioux Falls, haze was reported. The temperature was 74 degrees. At Minneapolis-St. Paul, it was cloudy. The temperature was 77 degrees. Once again at noon, in Des Moines, heavy rain and fog were reported, reducing the visibility to 0.5 miles. The temperature was 69 degrees. Here is the short-term forecast for the following cities. Algona, Ames, Centerville, Cheriton, Des Moines, Fort Dodge, Iowa Falls, Knoxville, Lamoni, Marshalltown, Mason City, Newton, Oskaloosa, Ottumwa, and Waterloo, including Cedar Falls. Locally heavy rain possible. Little change in the weather is anticipated early this afternoon across central and eastern Iowa. Occasional showers will continue with a brief thunderstorm or two possible as well. The showers and storms will be slow moving and may produce heavy downpours with rainfall rates over 1 inch per hour. Motorists should be alert for low visibilities and ponding water on roads. Here is the short-term forecast for the following cities. Atlantic, Carroll, Creston, Denison, Estherville, and Mount Air. Expect scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms across western Iowa through at least 4 p.m. Locations along and west of Estherville to Carroll to Mount Air line may see a few periods of rain and locally heavy downpours.
This hazardous weather outlook is for along and southwest of a line from Centerville to Denison. Day 1, today and tonight. Showers and widely scattered thunderstorms are forecast over central Iowa again today. The threat for severe weather is low. Moderate 8 rainfall will occur with some of the showers as well. Additional rainfall amounts of 0.5 to 3/4 inch will occur today. The precipitation is forecast to end during the overnight hours, days 2 through 7. Sunday through Friday, another storm system will move across central Iowa on Monday and Monday night. Instabilities will increase ahead of this system as will the wind, providing an opportunity for some of the storms to have some shear associated with them. That will provide a threat for some storms to become severe, especially in the late afternoon and evening hours. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation may be required late Monday afternoon and Monday evening. This hazardous weather outlook is for along and northeast of a line from Centerville to Denison. Day 1, today and tonight. Showers and widely scattered thunderstorms are forecast over central Iowa again today. A few storms could produce marginally severe hail and brief strong wind gusts this afternoon and evening. Moderate 8 rainfall will occur with some of the showers. Additional rainfall amounts of 0.5 to 3/4 inch will occur today. The precipitation is forecast to end during the overnight hours, days 2 through 7. Sunday through Friday, another storm system will move across central Iowa on Monday and Monday night. Instabilities will increase ahead of this system as will the wind, providing an opportunity for some of the storms to have some shear associated with them. That will provide a threat for some storms to become severe, especially in the late afternoon and evening hours. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation may be required late Monday afternoon and Monday evening.
The National Weather Service in Des Moines has issued an urban and small stream flood advisory for the following counties. In central Iowa, Polk. In south central Iowa, Warren. Until 1:30 30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Slow-moving showers and a few thunderstorms remain over portions of Polk and Warren counties late this morning. Their slow movement and high moisture content in the atmosphere has produced heavy downpours with rainfall rates from 1 to 2 inches per hour, and total accumulations approaching 2 inches since 10 a.m. These conditions are expected to change little into the early afternoon hours, producing local instances of low visibilities and ponding water on roads. Some small streams or creeks may also react with rapid rises. Isolated rainfall totals may approach or exceed 3 inches by 1 p.m. Avoid intersections or roads that typically experience short-duration flooding. Never drive through water of unknown depth. Keep children away from culverts and drainage areas.
This is the Des Moines National Weather Service. No weather radio station WXL57 in Des Moines. The tower space for this broadcast has been provided by television station KCCI located at Holloman, Iowa. The current time is 1:01 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
A slow-moving upper-level system centered over northwestern Missouri will move into Illinois by this afternoon. Bands of showers and widely scattered thunderstorms will continue to app around the low. Most areas east of the Missouri River will see additional rainfall again today. By tonight, the low will move far enough east into Illinois that rainfall will end for western and central Iowa. High pressure will follow and provide dry and warm weather for the region Sunday. Look for another storm system to develop over the western portion of the region late Sunday night. A warm front will extend from the low across southeastern Nebraska into northern Missouri. Thunderstorms will develop along this front as it lifts into Iowa on Monday. The threat for thunderstorms will increase, and some of the storms could become severe during the late afternoon and evening. Highs today will be cooler than normal, with highs in the 70s with lower to mid-80s over the west. Lows tonight will be in the 60s. On Sunday, sunshine will help boost temperatures into the mid to upper 80s. For Iowa, occasional showers were reported across most of the state this morning, with a few areas reporting heavy rain at times. Radar estimates of an inch or more were found from east of Sioux City to Estherville to Colfax. Otherwise, almost all of Iowa received rain. Overnight temperature fell to the upper 60s to the lower 70s, which is normal for this time of the year. By 11 a.m. Central Daylight Time, temperatures were ranging from 66 degrees at Fort Dodge to 79 degrees over Clinton. The wind was from the east-northeast, averaging 10 miles an hour. Rain showers were continuing to fall over most of central, north-central, and south-central areas of the state late this morning.
Now the forecast for Des Moines and surrounding central Iowa cities. Today, occasional showers and isolated thunderstorms in the morning. Occasional thunderstorms in the afternoon. High in the upper 70s. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. A slight chance of thunderstorms. Low in the mid-60s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. Independence Day, mostly sunny. High in the mid-80s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday night, mostly clear until midnight, then becoming partly cloudy. Low in the upper 60s. North wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Monday, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms. High in the mid-80s. Southeast wind 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Monday night, partly cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms. Low in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 50%. Tuesday, partly cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms. High in the upper 70s. Chance of rain 40%. Tuesday night, mostly clear. Low around 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy. High around 80. Low around 60. Thursday, partly cloudy. High in the lower 80s. Thursday night, partly cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms. Low in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 30%. Friday, partly cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms. High in the mid-80s. Chance of rain 30%. Again, the forecast for Des Moines and surrounding central Iowa cities for today. Occasional showers and isolated thunderstorms in the morning. Occasional thunderstorms in the afternoon. High in the upper 70s. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon.